program. Good evening to you, Dr. Ivan Meyer.
Good evening, and good evening to all your listeners.
Wonderful to have you part of our show here on Eden FM, Your Voice in Paradise. And we're talking about the foot and mouth disease. And during the past few weeks, we had a conversation with different people, and it's wonderful to have you online this evening with us. So maybe let's just once again give an introduction, Minister Dr. Ivan Meyer, on a brief overview on the cases, or not the cases, but explaining what the foot and mouth disease is and why is it such a serious concern for livestock, farmers and the Western Cape economy.
Yes, firstly, this is a very serious disease. It has also been classified by the President of South Africa during the State of the Nation address. He classified it as a national disaster. So foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious viral disease of cloven-hoofed animals, and it affects cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, as well as wildlife. And this is normally caused by foot and mouth disease virus, and the major causes for this situation is that it can have huge economic losses, but we can speak about that later on. So what are the clinical signs when we speak about foot and mouth disease? Well, firstly, we see some blisters in the mouth and the feet of the animal. We also see excessive salivation and lameness. We also see, specifically for dairy farmers, a sharp drop in milk and productivity. The animals also have some fever, and they can also have a chronic congestive heart failure. So this for us is really very, very a serious disease, and it is something that we must deal with, and we are dealing with it, and later during the show we can speak about it. And so this is countrywide in every single province where foot and mouth disease. And this is an animal disease, as I said, it is a viral disease, and we must certainly do everything possible to deal with this. So in the Western Cape, for example, we have a proactive stance. While the Western Cape has worked hard to remain FMD-free, we are currently treating the national situation as a crisis, and we also have an extensive vaccination drive. We have also moved beyond just monitoring. The Western Cape government is now embarking on a massive drive to vaccinate the entire provincial herd. And up to today, we have vaccinated more than 100,000 livestock in the province. Mm-hmm. And this has a major economic impact, because a single introduction into a province can threaten our provincial economy. It can also threaten food security as well as international trade. So this, to the listeners of Radio Eden, this is a very serious disease, and in the Western Cape, we are treating it very, very seriously.
Thank you, Dr. Ivan Meyer. I know this evening we are mainly going to look at compliance as well. Now, what legal requirements are in place around livestock movement during this outbreak?
This is a very important question, because livestock movement is governed by the Animal Diseases Act of 1984. However, we have also significantly escalated our provincial response. Radio Eden is there in the Southern Cape, in the Garden Route. We have, for example, and I'm very thankful for Mr. Otto and the team there, and the mayor there, Mr. Marais and the team, because in the Garden Route, we have, for example, 7 permanent roadblocks. We have many foot and mouth disease checkpoints. We also have in the Garden Route 4 mobile roadblocks. So I'm very thankful for the Garden Route Disaster Management Center, because they're doing a fantastic job there. I had also recently with them at a roadblock at the Tsitsikamma toll plaza to prevent animals coming from the Eastern Cape into the Western Cape, and all the trucks that we have sprayed them. And so in the Western Cape, we have developed a 21-point plan as a comprehensive plan. We have also upgraded our surveillance, our diagnostic testing, and our enhanced biosecurity protocols. And I think the listeners will appreciate that last week, both myself and Minister Steenhuisen met with the federal German Minister of Agriculture. We have signed an agreement between Minister Steenhuisen and Minister Reiner from the federal government in Germany of agriculture, specifically to assist us with foot and mouth disease in South Africa. And we are certainly looking forward to benefit from that experience. But also we are doing vaccination and identification of animals. We also tag them because it's very important for traceability, optimal identification and monitoring. In terms of auctions, I personally don't want to see any auctions. We try to limit the physical animal movement, and we have also introduced virtual livestock auctions, and we do strict monitoring. In fact, on the 27th, I think I will join our provincial minister of mobility to do some further roadblocks, especially because we are preparing for the Easter weekend, and I don't want to see anybody traveling with livestock coming from FMD areas. So we will be very, very strict in terms of this, and we are having very successful jobs. We have a disaster management center. We have district disaster management center. We have traffic control. We have foot and mouth disease checkpoints. So everybody is working very closely. We've also trained the traffic cops to look for certain papers when they see a truck in terms of the movement of animals. If we want to beat FMD, foot and mouth disease, we must stop the movement of animals, particularly those that are coming from affected areas.
Thank you, Dr. Ivan Mayem. Now, what documents or permits are needed before animals can be moved?
This is also a very important discussion that we are having. We are bordering the Eastern Cape and the Northern Cape, and it's very important that we look in terms of the movement of animals across the borders, but also inside the Western Cape. And traffic cops do not always know what type of documents they need to look for when they stop a vehicle. So your question about what type of documents or biosecurity steps are needed for moving animals is very, very important. So what we have done, our vets, state vets, have trained our provincial and municipal law enforcement officers, in other words, the traffic cops. We've trained them to look for specific documentation whenever animals are moved, because we need legal documentation is the first line of defense to make sure that we don't transport animals from one affected area to another area that can spread the virus. But biosecurity is now our only line of defense. So we are asking farmers, and we are very thankful for the farmers and their cooperation, because there are core documents. When a truck is stopped, we want to see from the driver of the truck, traffic cop will ask the papers, look for the origin. In other words, where does this animals come from? There must be an owner declaration form. There must be a veterinary health certificate. And the person that is buying the livestock, in other words, the destination declaration form for post-event movements, those are very important documents. And then secondly, there must be mandatory quarantine. New stock must be kept completely separate from the main herd for at least 28 days. So if animals are moving around for 28 days, they may not make contact with other herd on a farm. And then we have also what we call on-farm hygiene. We limit visitors to ensure anyone entering uses disinfectant food baths and vehicle sprays to prevent carrying the virus on tires or shoes. And I want to thank our farmers and our organizers of Landbouw Skouwe Agricultural Shows. because I have seen that they have excellent biosecurity. For example, I recently was at the Landbou Skou in Swellendam and the Landbou Skou in Riversdale. At both these two places, there were no animals, cloven hoof animals, so they have decided there's a high risk. So they had an agricultural show without the animals there, and they have also all the cars and the vehicles. There were food spas. There were also spray booths for cars entering the agricultural show. So I'm very, very happy that the farmers and business people in the Western Cape are looking very closely that we not prevent the spread of foot and mouth disease. So your question about the documents are very seriously. Our traffic cops have been trained, and anybody coming into the Western Cape without the documentation under my instruction, they will be sent back where they came from. I'm not going to take any risk here in the Western Cape. Mm.
Talking about the risk, Dr. Ivan Meyer, what are the risks if people ignore movement restrictions, both legally and also for the wider farming sector?
Well, the first risk is if you come into the Western Cape, we will, without the necessary documentation, you will go back where you came from. We will not allow you to enter further into the Western Cape. Our National Minister, John Steenhuisen, has also classified this as a national emergency. And so there are legal penalties for contravening the Animal Diseases Act, and it can lead to fines or imprisonment for up to 7 years. So there are major risks for people taking chances. There's also sector-wide collapse. If, for example, the Western Cape is responsible for South Africa's exports. About 58% of South Africa's primary agricultural exports come from the Western Cape. So we do not want to see a sector-wide collapse. Moving just one sick cow can shut down an entire province, halting exports and leading to culling and business disruption. And we know we have big commercial dairy farmers, important dairy farmers in the Southern Cape. They're in the Garden Route. They play a significant role in the economy, and we are helping them. And they also create thousands of jobs in the industry. In fact, the livestock industry in general in the Western Cape create about 50,000 jobs, as well as it's a 13.7 billion rand industry. So these risks are serious in terms of the exports, but also we're asking farmers to treat their farm boundaries like a fortress, ignoring hygiene or movement rules puts the entire country's agricultural future at risk. And we are asking our farmers and both commercial farmers and small-scale farmers to please cooperate with us in terms of the informal farmers and the small-scale farmers, because in many areas, in the informal areas, their cattle is just roaming around. We are working very closely with municipalities. We go there. In fact, we do even precautionary vaccination, even if we don't see clinical signs. We vaccinate them because they are a major risk. For example, here in the Cape, in the Santa Kraal, we saw about 400 cattle roaming, and we went there on a Sunday morning. All of them, we inspected them. They had no clinical signs of foot and mouth disease, but nevertheless, we asked the state vet to vaccinate all 400, because in a 3-kilometer radius from the Santa Kraal were big commercial farmers, and we didn't want to put those all at risk. So we do everything possible to manage the risk, and I want to thank the farmers in the Western Cape and the Red Meat Producers Organization and Agri Western Cape. They play a significant role, and the private vets also help us there in the Southern Cape, as well as the vets that work with the wildlife.
Thank you, Dr. Ivan Meyer. I know through our conversation you did maybe also put some emphasis on compliance, but maybe my last question to you for this evening, how does compliance protect jobs, food security, and the provincial economy?
This is a very important question, and as you rightly pointed out, I have discussed some of this stuff. But for us, compliance is more than just avoid it or fine. It is about the survival. My heart bleeds for our farmers, both our commercial farmers, the small-scale farmers, because for this, this is the bread and butter, this is the survival, this is the livelihood, and this is also part of our food security. So containing the outbreaks for us is very important. Our protocols have already effectively contained the first outbreak in Gouda. You will recall that we had in November last year the first outbreak of foot and mouth disease, and we effectively dealt with it with the work of Agri Western Cape, the Red Meat Producers Organization, the local farmers, Witzenberg Municipality, Cape Winelands, as well as the municipality of Drakenstein. We immediately had roadblocks. Our state vet was on site, and by in November this year, all those animals, livestock, have been slaughtered subsequently, and the area is clean. But also for us, as I indicated, for us it's important. Job security, the number one priority of the Western Cape government, is to grow the economy and create more jobs. And that's why we are very, very keen on implementing our 21-point plan to protect jobs. And also because what we see now happening in the Middle East with the war and the diesel, we are also very concerned about food security. And that's why compliance must ensure also that the food supply chains remain uninterrupted for the public. But I know many people are asking me also, is it safe to eat the meat? Can we eat the meat? Is there increases in the price of meat? Well, for now, I can absolutely could say that there is no risk for human consumption. I eat it myself. I'm a lover of the Karoo lamb and meat. I'm a man from the Karoo.
Yes.
Like my father. Mm-hmm. So we eat meat, and it's safe to eat the meat, and there's no significant increase in the price of meat, but I cannot guarantee it because we see there is a major situation developing as we speak now in the Middle East with the oil crisis, and we see some of the farmers have already experienced shortage of diesel. So this is another crisis I have to deal with tomorrow morning. But also from the compliance issue, what we also try to do is proactive protection through the current vaccination drive. And up to date, we have had more than 100,000 vaccinations. And I want to thank all the role players, also the media like yourself, helping us to communicate effectively the correct information to the people. I treat foot and mouth disease in the same way that we have treated COVID. Mm-hmm. And so for our strategy, we have very, very serious situations at in Malmesbury, particularly also in Philadelphia and Kapaskraal, and also there in George and in Mossel Bay. So for us, we follow what we call a two-pronged approach. Firstly, we have a rapid outbreak containment strategy, and then we have preemptive or preventative vaccination strategy. So these are the things that we do across the province, and I want to thank all the municipalities, all the district municipalities, the disaster management center, the South African police. The other day in George, I was also working with the South African National Parks, the Rural Safety Unit, the police, everybody, our state vets, the private vets, also Dr. Stradom there in the Southern Cape, as well as Dr. Berger. All of them are working very nicely with us because I see a lot of discipline in the Western Cape, and I want to keep it like this because I have one aim, and that is to see that it does not spread further, and I want to approach the national government to make the Western Cape a FMD-free zone, because what it will mean is that if the Western Cape is a foot-and-mouth disease-free zone, then we can ask for export of our products again. So that's the purpose, that's the goal, and certainly during the Easter weekend, I will not allow any reckless behavior in terms of our strategy to contain the spread of foot-and-mouth disease.
Thank you. That is Dr. Ivan Meyer. Any last words for closing, Dr. Ivan?
Well, we know that South Africans love their meat. We know that Easter is coming soon, and we know people love their fish. But foot and mouth disease has not affected the meat. I look at the prices of the meat. It has also not significantly affected the price of meat. So there's no need to panic. The meat is safe for human consumption. And please, buy your trophy. Stormers did win this past weekend the Blues there at their home ground. So take your trophy, have a braai. Tomorrow is Friday. But also encourage people to look at the foot and mouth disease area and encourage vaccination. And if anybody has some problems or suspect of foot and mouth disease, we have also developed a live website of the Western Cape government. They can go there. If they need any information, where is the state vet in your area, please make contact with the Western Cape government website and find your nearest vet or your private vet, and certainly they will advise you what is the best thing to do.
Thank you, Dr. Ivan Meyer. It was wonderful to talk to you, Western Cape Minister of Agriculture, Development and Tourism, with us here live on the line telephonically, talking about the foot and mouth disease. And this is in our farmer slot here on Eden FM. You must have a wonderful evening further, Dr. Ivan Meyer.
Bye, thank you, and lekker aan.
Tot ziens. And yes, for the latest updates and official guidance, visit www.elsenburg.com and report any suspected cases to your nearest state veterinarian. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility, and please take note of that. Biosecurity is a shared responsibility. You tune in to Eden FM. This is your voice in paradise. And we're going to continue or getting back to our normal shows. And we have Voice of Islam until 9 o'clock here on Eden FM. And then between 9 and 10, give thanks with a grateful heart. And just after 10, I will be back with the late night drive on Eden FM. Your voice in paradise.
مرحبا يا رمضان, the month of light has now begun. مرحبا يا رمضان, a special gift for everyone. From the break of dawn till the setting sun, we fast for the sake of the only one. The moon is thin, a silver thread. The stars are bright above our head. A scent of musk is in the air. The time of feast, the time of prayer. But heaven, you're setting sun, we fast for the sake of the only one.